Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing and blessing us this morning. First of all, I want to say good morning and welcome to everyone in our sanctuary and those who are listening over the radio and the internet. We welcome you to our worship service. And we thank you for coming and listening. And while you're here and listening, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word. If you're a visitor, we'd ask you to please fill out the registration card obtained from an usher. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Tomlinson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline of today's sermon in the church bulletin. And the scripture of the month is found also in your bulletin in John chapter 8, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." And now we want to continue praising the Lord with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for coming and worshiping our God today. Just enjoying the green hills and the sunshine. Hope you all are too. That's blessings from the Lord, right? And I just wanted to say thank you for all the prayers. We weren't here last Sunday, Darlene and I, because they put a pacemaker in my mom for her heart. And it's really amazing because they wheeled her out at 10 o'clock and she came back at 12:30. So it took a couple of hours to put a pacemaker in. That's pretty quick. And I know Pastor T just had one, and it's amazing what they can do now, what the Lord has given wisdom for man to do. So, but she's recovering well. In fact, last night, towards the middle of the night, she was like walking the hallways, and Darlene and I were both wondering, what is mom doing? So she's recovering well. So thank you. She was hungry. She was getting some food. So thank you again for your prayers. So why don't we open up to our first song, number 40. One of Pastor Otero's favorite song, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And we'll sing the first and the third. Turn to our second hymn, number 209, "Grace Greater Than Our Sin," number 209, and let's sing the first and the last. "Marvelous grace, Isn't that a wonderful thought? God's grace is greater than all our sin. That's so good. Amen? Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 477, at Calvary, and why don't we all rise as we sing 477 at Calvary.
What a blessing it is, these wonderful people in our divine and wondrous chapel. Let us go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we stand before you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, standing in awe of your mercy, standing in awe of your grace, and of the hope that we have in you, praying for your divine spirit to guide us continually by the instruction of your word and by the power of your presence, that we would be faithful unto you, to serve you and to honor you. Father, in the scriptures, in the Psalms, it says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice." Father, we are your sheep, and we stand greatly amazed that you have called us out of the darkness and out of the pit of hell, that we would dwell in your presence for all eternity. And we stand in awe, Lord, knowing that you care about us. You care about our infirmities, and you care about our struggles. And we lift up to you, O Lord, those who are struggling with the infirmities of this world. For Lily Ida, who is sick today, and Philomena Laurel, we thank you, Lord, that she's doing well after her pacemaker surgery, and that you'd continue to bless her with it. We pray for Leonard and Fern Rice and Craig Miller, as they're suffering several health challenges as well. We pray for Bob Jones traveling. His ribs are getting better, but still has some difficulties there, for your continued healing. For Jim Floyd, struggling with cancer all throughout his body, and that he needs to know the Lord. And we pray for your intervention in his life. We pray for Jen's father, Robert, that you would bless him and strengthen him as he recovers from cancer, and it has spread, but Lord, you can overcome all diseases, all difficulties, all challenges by faith and by trust in you. And Father, we pray that you be with Jerry Kamalar, recovering after her second hip surgery. Pray for your healing power and your strengthening spirit. We pray for Jorge Peretti as he's been recovering from a broken hip, and he was in the hospital ready to be released. And Lord, we lift up Martha to you, that when she was going on her way to pick up Jorge to bring him home, she fell and broke her wrist. But Lord, you can strengthen and you restore and you give health. Lord, we pray that you be with Rose Farias as she has the challenge with her leg, and you will heal and you will give her strength there. We pray for Abigail Concha and for the medicine to work on her recurring UTI, and that you would bless the family with you. We lift up to you our friend Esther Palais, expecting a girl in July, for your provision for that child and for that family to raise up that child in the love and the admonition and the nurture of the Lord. We pray for Gloria Senegal, Sunega, who is a friend of Monty, in that you, Lord, would bless her with healing as she's had some problems with her bladder, and that you would give healing and give strength and encouragement in you and in your divine presence. For Lord, we pray for your blessing upon us in wisdom and guidance, that as we try to understand what we can build and how all the funds will come to place and how the government will react with us, that, Lord, that you would open up mighty doors and that you would open up pathways for us to be able to build a facility to honor you and to enable us to better conduct all of our ministries and all of our work here in one place, that together we would rejoice in your provision and stand in awe of your might. Father, we pray for your protection for those Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith, and as it even begins and has been here in the United States as well, that, Lord, that you would strengthen and encourage your children who are called by your name to stand firmly and boldly, and thus saith the Lord, to never waver, but to stand firmly and stand fast in the Lord. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, for Eusebia and Merixa Perez also serving in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for the Informed Choices ministering unto women that find themselves in difficult situations in Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe and Fred O'Carroll Lewis doing language instruction and missionary instruction to people that are entering into the missionary field. We pray through them that you would expand the kingdom of God and expand the gospel and its reaches. We pray for this offering that we're about to receive, that you use it to bless your people, bless your name, and that you would enable us to expand the kingdom of God and the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ for your divine purpose and glory. And we pray, Lord, for your provision and your blessing upon those who help and those who aid, whether they're here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC, the internet, or the radio. Bless them with your divine guidance and provision. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing everyone with your beautiful voices. And I would like to thank each one again for coming. I see all the family of God is here, all the brothers and sisters. And today, Pastor is going to be teaching us in God's Word in Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. If we'll please turning in our Bibles now to Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. And if you please stand for the reading of God's Word. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. And the rest were blind. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your throne room by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We all have gathered together, my brothers, my sisters, the family of God here in the sanctuary, listeners over the radio, the internet, to worship you only, and to receive your wisdom, and to help us live our Christian lives. Father, we pray now for those who are not yet in the family of God. Today, Father, as your word is preached, may the Spirit of God convict sinners who hear the gospel, the good news of how much God loves them. And may the Spirit bring repentance and salvation into the lives of many. Father, your word tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, today create this faith in many. Now, Father, bless your word as it goes out. Bless all hearers, and bless our pastor, a great servant and a man of God, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.